It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Trust me, it's not Lady Godiva chocolate or the amazing variety of beers that made me go to Belgium twice in the last 5 months. In January, I was invited to Brussels for the prestigious annual art and antique fair known as BRAFA. In May, I returned to Belgium, this time to see the new museum in Antwerp, which I talked about in my previous program. My hosts knew about my interest in seeing and discovering more of Belgium and generously offered to send me on a tour of three other important cities, Bruges, Ghent and Mechelen. The challenge was that every day I would arrive in a new city, fall in love with it, and heartbroken, have to leave it the next day to travel to yet another city where I would fall in love once again. So here I am in Bruges, for the first time, but it feels like I already know the city. I fell in love with it several years ago via the charming movie In Bruges, starring Colin Farrell. My hotel is conveniently close to the city's central square, where much of the movie's action takes place. The Gothic architecture of the buildings surrounding the square is so theatrical, so spectacular, that I can't help but return there every couple of hours to savor the splendor of the scenery in the different light of day, evening and night. Bruges is full of great works of art, but definitely the most famous of them is exquisitely detailed and shimmering like a jewel triptych by Jan van Eyck, The Madonna with the Child. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to call this painting, displayed at the Groningen Museum, the Mona Lisa of Bruges. Ghent, compared to Bruges, is a little bit less picturesque as a city, but at the same time a little bit more real, though it's still full of the great architecture and romantic canals that make you feel as if you are traveling back in time. A little way from the city center, in a beautiful park setting, there are two major art museums facing each other, the Contemporary Art Museum known as SMAC and the Ghent Museum of Fine Art, with an impressive collection of Flemish art, including works by Hieronymus Bosch and Pieter Paul Rubens. In the city of Mechelen, one of my guides turned out to be a charming 20-something young woman who, believe it or not, spoke 7 languages. She even promised that next time I visit her city, she will be able to greet me in Russian. And actually, I do believe her. It was a Sunday, and this medieval city was full of the sound of music, music of a very particular kind. The famous bell tower of Mechelen, which has never been completed, nevertheless still majestically presides over the whole city. This is the birthplace of the wonderful Carillon music. Since the Middle Ages, this kind of music played with hundreds of bells has spread all over the world. I followed my guides to the top of this tower, up all 575 steps, trying my best not to drop dead in the middle of the journey. The celestial reward for my suffering was to observe, up close and personal, a musician playing on a keyboard connected to hundreds of bells, ranging from tiny to huge, producing the most mellifluous sound, which is still ringing in my ears. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.